Listening Library presents The Assassins of Rome by Caroline Lawrence, read for you by Justine Eyre. Scroll 1. One hot morning in the Roman port of Ostia, 2 days after the Ides of September, a dark-eyed boy stared gloomily at four presents. The boy and his three friends sat on cushions around a low octagonal table in a small triclinium. It was a pleasant room, with cinnabar red walls, a black and white mosaic floor, and a view through columns into a green inner garden. A faint sea breeze rustled the leaves of the fig tree, and they could hear the fountain splashing. "I'm telling you," said the boy, "something bad always happens on my birthday." "Jonathan," sighed his friend Flavia Gemina, "in the past month you survived a volcanic eruption, a coma, and capture by pirates. But now you're safe at home, and it's a beautiful day. What could possibly happen? Don't be such a pessimist."
"What is sesimus?"
asked a dark-skinned girl in a yellow tunic, taking a sip of pomegranate juice. Nubia was Flavia's former slave girl. She'd only been in Italia for a few months. Although Nubia was a quick learner, she was not yet fluent in Latin. Flavia drank some of her own pomegranate juice. Then she held out the ceramic cup.
"Nubia," she said, "would you say this cup was half empty or half full?"
Nubia studied the ruby-red liquid and said,
"Half full."
"Then you're an optimist. An optimist always looks on the bright side of things. What do you think, Jonathan? Is it half full or half empty?" Jonathan glanced into Flavia's cup. "Half empty. And it's not even very good pomegranate juice. It's too sour." Flavia grinned at Nubia.